You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. A new Quinnipiac poll finds Donald Trump with a slight lead in Wisconsin. 48% of likely voters support the Republican and 46% back Democrat Kamala Harris. With a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points, the race is pretty much still a tie. The same poll gives Tammy Baldwin a 4-point lead over Eric Hovde. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. Wisconsin's newest license plates are raising money for the International Crane Foundation. The plates were designed by Wisconsin artist Jay Jokum. They feature a sandhill crane and a whooping crane. The Crane Foundation gets a tax-deductible $25 gift with each new plate and annual sticker renewal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Looking for a fun, free event for the whole family? The Victory Christian Center invites you out for their third annual Family Fall Fest at Elk Lake Park. From bounce castles to carnival rides, a petting zoo, pumpkins, and prizes, there's something for everyone. It's a day full of laughter, games, and community, all completely free. For more info, visit vccphillips.org. Once again, this is Saturday at 11 a.m. through to 3 p.m. at Elk Lake Park for the Victory Christian Center's third annual Family Fall Fest. Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Money Paws Lodge invites you out for their grand opening. You can stop in for a tour of their facility and all that they have to offer before your pups come stay with them. They do apologize, but there will be no dogs allowed at the event. They'll be able to answer any questions you may have about daycare, grooming, boarding, and new merchandise. They will start taking boarding and daycare reservations at the event, so make sure to bring your requests. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Clawson Drive in Minocqua. This Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m., the Iron County, Wisconsin Historical Society Museum's award-winning Haunted History Flashlight Tour is back. They invite you to come listen to all brand new stories about the spookier side of Iron County's past. Tickets will be sold at the Senior Center starting at 5:50 p.m. It's $5 for every individual and $10 for groups, and will end at 8 p.m. Tours will depart from the Senior Center every 10 minutes and will be led to the museum. It will be dark, so you will be allowed to bring a flashlight with you. The tour will take you through all three floors of the museum, so there will be stairs. Please wear appropriate shoes. And due to the nature of the tour, it is not recommended for children under the age of 5. Children under the age of 12 should be accompanied by an adult. They look forward to your visit. Once again, this is this Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m. on Iron Street in Hurley. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Doubs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Doubs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There have been whispers over the years in Hollywood that Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton had actual sex during the filming of Monsters Ball. Berry appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast to officially state that she and Thornton did not have sex during the filming, adding that Thornton was married to Angelina Jolie at the time. Billy Bob also denied rumors in 2012 on a different podcast. Berry became the first black woman to win a Best Actress Oscar for her performance in the 2001 film. Pretending to enjoy sex with Billy Bob probably really stood out. Misfit singer Chapel Roan called her high school theater teacher the B word on stage. Roan is apparently still salty that she got kicked out of the theater club in high school. Since then, her legion of social media followers came to her defense and share their own horrible relationships with high school theater teachers being mean and kicking kids out of theater programs across the globe. Look inward, Chapel and followers. Maybe you're just really bad actors. It's always fun when A-listers with good track records team up on a movie project. Deadline reports that Christopher Nolan's next film will be at Universal, the same studio behind Oppenheimer, a film that took home multiple Oscars and made almost $1 billion worldwide. Oppenheimer actor Matt Damon is rumored to play the lead. Like all Nolan projects, the plot of the film is a big secret, but the film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and will have an IMAX release July 17, 2026. Jenna Fischer just disclosed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall, but is now cancer-free. Fischer played Pam Beasley on The Office for the run of the show and decided to go public with her cancer struggle this month, given that she was diagnosed in October 2023. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She is using her platform to encourage all women to get their routine mammograms, saying if she had waited another 6 months, it might have been too late. Good advice. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately. So they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This warmer-than-average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.